Hi, this is Shane Ivey with Arc Dream Publishing and Delta Green, and you're listening to Legends of Tabletop.
Hey, everybody, this is John.
And this is Vince.
And you're listening to Legends of Tabletop.
Creating legends one die at a time.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Session 5 of Fear Itself. We finished up the first arc of this game last time, so we'll give you a quick recap for that. The session prior to that was the planning session. That's the SEAL Team 6 ship. That's when we went all out to try to come up with a plan to destroy the creature. So last session, we drove off into the sunset to meet the creature at the bar. As soon as we got there, Jack deviated from the plan 100% and just went crazy, flashing the lights, blowing the horn. The creature burst out of the back and took Randy and Aaron unawares. Randy got slashed. Aaron got bit. It was a real shit show. We blasted the creature a couple times, chased her around through the woods, and eventually Jack came to the rescue and blasted her head off. We then took the body back, drug it back through the woods, left it at the bar, took the head home, and stuck it in Aaron's freezer. So that was nice. And then in the morning, Randy edited up. Oh, actually, in the morning, we had some delicious bird's coffee. Randy edited up a bunch of videos and released our first live video of the adventure from the evening. And Jack and Aaron went back up to the abandoned bar, got some better shots, kind of investigated the corpse a little bit. And later that afternoon, Randy got a postcard that had no return address, just a placid little scene on the card, and it said, "And if thou gaze long into the abyss will also gaze into thee." And that's where we cut it. So I think the plan was for everybody to kind of take a break, try to regain some sanity and get their wounds checked out and, kind of get all that stuff going. But before we kick it to Neil, we're going to introduce the characters. Kurt, why don't you go ahead and start?
All right. My guy is Randy Anders, and he kicks ass. No, not really. He is a cowering little bitch, but he's a lot of awesome entertainment. So, yeah, that's my character. He's basically he's kind of the brains behind everything, but he's not quite the brawn. So he does all the stuff for the website, basically, and make sure it's running smoothly, but not very much on the hero side.
That's fair. And Brett?
Cool. My character is Jack Crandall, and he's a professional truck driver. He's friends and neighbors with Aaron. And he's, I still can't really tell if he's totally a member of Ghostfacers or not. It seems kind of like he just kind of hangs out and helps with shit. He doesn't have much else going on. He's kind of a loner. So, when he's back from his big rig, his long hauls, I think he hangs out with these guys just because he enjoys the company, and he's kind of the brawn a little bit. He's got a sawed-off shotgun. He's I guess a little bit more physical. He can fight. So that's him. That's Jack.
All right. And this is John, and I'm playing Aaron Shaughnessy, the aforementioned neighbor of Jack Crandall. He's was in the Ghostfacers to just try to make a little bit of money. He thought that maybe they could score like a Discovery Channel show or a History Channel, like one of those goofy things. And over the course of the last couple of weeks, with all the supernatural stuff being sort of thrust into his face, he was in the beginning a skeptic and just sort of greedy about the whole thing. But he's becoming a true believer, and he's wanting to investigate the mysteries now, and also still make some money, but legit and go out and hunt some monsters. So that's where we're at. Take it away, Neil.
All right. So you guys, just to start out, so you guys have lost, some of you, a significant amount of sanity. So in order to get that back, you kind of have to you know, do the things that make you relaxed or kind of get you back and centered. So if you guys would just kind of, you know, describe, let's say, a week following, I'm not going to count it as action or anything for you guys to, like, post videos or something. You want to describe kind of how much you post and what you're planning on showing, like, how much of the, like, true crazy supernatural stuff are you showing versus, like, editing it to be, like, you know, Sasquatch style where you're like, I don't know, it could have been a guy in a suit or it could have been a real Sasquatch. It depends on how much mystery you want to keep versus, like, holy fuck, that looks like a fucking crazy real thing. Like, how did they do that? You know, kind of, if you're going to show more than, like, kind of the, you know, flashes of stuff here and there, edited kind of total mystery, you know, kind of you can describe how much you're going to release in, say, like, a week. And then other than that, what are you doing as far as, like, stability-wise, like, what's your way of kind of, I mean, you're kind of attacked by a supernatural horror. Doesn't happen every day and tends to fuck people up, so, yeah, kind of just say what you guys would be doing. Some of you have jobs as well, so I'm debating mechanics-wise throwing maybe a wealth kind of factor as well that you might be able to use. Depending on if you quit your job, maybe your wealth drains, and then maybe you take penalties for being poor, versus if you have money, maybe you can bribe people and things like that. I thought about throwing that in there as another mechanic, just to kind of see how that works. But for now, you can probably take time off, or you go to work. So let's just go through what's everyone, say, do for a week, just to kind of, like, stop freaking out at being attacked by a half-bird-looking lady with entrails scratching you with steel plates over her eyes. Also, one of you fucking put a shotgun to her face and blew it off. So, it's not really like something you see every day. It probably screwed you up some. Although, actually, that made you feel better because she was dead, for sure. Like, 100%.
My work as a truck driver takes me away from places, and that's what I tend to do, and that's what I did this time for a week. I actually requested a drive. Where are we located geographically? I don't remember.
I think, like, vague Midwestern.
Okay.
Not anything specific.
So, yeah.
I actually requested a lineup into southern Alaska, just so I could just totally get the hell out of there in the middle of nowhere and just have nobody around and just be totally sure nothing was around and follow me, just absolutely sure because it was so remote. And, you know, I always take a big stack of my Beavis and Butthead comics. So that's really what I did. I barely talked to anybody. I didn't have my phone on except for, you know, emergency kind of stuff. I just didn't want to talk to anybody. And I was totally remote in the middle of nowhere and enjoyed it. So that's what I did.
Okay. So you can go back to, like, the full stability. And I don't know if anyone has – who had wounds?
Kurt?
Yeah, Kurt and I did, although I medicked the both of us. So I'm down 4, but I think Kurt was down a bunch.
Yeah. Well, I think after you got me back up, I think I went back up to 10, which still isn't a lot, but that's down from 14.
All right. Well, in a week, you're back. Both of you would be back with that amount. In a week, you'd be okay. So as long as you're not doing anything strenuous, like, oh, I don't know, fought in a fucking kumite or something. Like, you'll rest up enough while you're doing whatever is getting your stability back. So
yeah. With my character, I would be since my coworker, was it Steve?
Steve.
Yeah.
Since he went missing and they still haven't found him, I use that as an excuse to kind of take some leave of work. And instead of doing work, I just hunker down in my mom's basement where I live and just pour through a bunch of comics. Cause that's my stability. Cause I love all kinds of nerdy stuff. We did the, we watched the watched like Evil Dead at Aaron's house that one night to kind of calm me down, and now I'm just trying to get lost into the world of the stuff that's not real, to kind of be like, okay, well, that could have been, that could have been anybody just, throwing a mask on and pretending to be crazy shit, but like, oh, just like, just what happens in Batman, there's people that just throw on masks and pretend to be crazy, and then that's what they are, and that's fine, I'm fine, everything's fine. So, after a while, I just, I am kind of crazy for a little bit, but then after a while it just kind of calms me down, because I get lost into my stories, and instead of thinking about that, I just get lost into the other worlds that I'm used to. So,
okay.
Aaron, so the following days he'll shoot over to the urgent care to have his wound checked out, make sure it's not infected or anything, and then he spends quite a bit of time over with his mom. Kind of talking about, his childhood and, stuff growing up and, why his dad was a dick, and, kind of broaches the subject tentatively about, like, the Huron thing to, like, was that, like, all the time? Like, was it, like, a weird thing? Like, did it creep you out or whatever? And then, like 3 days later, like, he opens up the freezer to, like, get some ice cream and just, like, about shits on the floor because he forgets that the head's in there, because he's kind of, like, he's kind of getting back to normal. And, it was he took off Saturday, and then he was off on Sunday anyway, and Monday, because those are usually low pay days anyway at the bar. And then, went back to work, kind of forgot about it. I was like, oh, fuck. So he, like, wraps it, like, in a towel and then puts the whole thing in the corner. And then, since Jack is gone, he doesn't have anybody to, like, drink with or anything, he'll go over and hang with Randy and go through the comics with him and just kind of sit and watch movies and whatever, just sort of take the edge off and, kind of escape a little bit from what's been going on.
How many stability are you down?
I'm at 8 of 13.
Give me a stability check.
Oh, shit. I guess I need dice. Fuck.
Is that what you need in role-playing games? Weird.
Yeah, leave it to the guy running the podcast not to have dice.
How about me, Neil? Because my guy was pretty low. I was in the negatives.
But you were only doing things that were specifically... See, John said he got scared by his head.
Yeah.
Yeah. And was asking about creepy shit from his childhood. So
yeah.
He wasn't just purely, he couldn't help himself. So he had to look into things. And
well,
so,
I mean, his mom's one of his source of stability. So, I mean.
Yeah, but you might want to reminisce versus talking about, like, hey, remember that creepy shit I said that you said I said sometimes? Like, let's talk more about that. So, I'm just saying, you got to be careful what you narrate, man.
I rolled a 5.
Okay. Then you're full. You get it back. You're fine.
Okay, cool.
Otherwise, I was going to have you do, half the yards to the goal line. you get half of it back. No. So, you're good. It doesn't freak you out too much. She's reassuring, and it's not... She does, like, she just, like, thought it was, like, a kid making up, like, stories or poems or rhymes, nursery rhymes and type stuff. So she didn't know where you got it. She figured it was probably like from something from kindergarten or, some book that was at the library or, something that the teacher read. So she didn't really think about it and didn't really, there wasn't anything crazy that she was like, oh, this is really disturbing or anything. She was just thought, you had an active imagination. So...
Okay, that's cool.
And the head is, in your freezer.
After the first time, I get a piece of, masking tape, and I write head on it, and I just put it over the thing, so, I'm just not... Where I, post a little note on the outside of the freezer, don't forget the head is in the freezer. So maybe a coded thing in case, somebody comes over, big H on a piece of paper, so I remember.
The police come over to interview you about your friend who's in jail. They're like, why does it say there's a head in the refrigerator on your refrigerator? That's weird.
Yeah, or I get a magnet of, like, a brain and stick it on there just, like, as a visual cue.
Yeah, you can get, like, a Walking Dead sticker.
There you go. Yeah, yep.
Tie-in. Walking Dead coming back this October. We're not sponsored, but if you would like to. Walking Dead. Sponsorship opportunity. AMC.
Or Talking Dead, Hardwick, you peckerhead. Talking Dead.
Yeah, fuck you, Hardwick. You're ripping my shit off, because now I think he's doing coffee, you motherfucker. Fuck you, fuck your beer, fuck your coffee. I'm better than you, and I beat you to it every time! Anyway. Okay. So, guys, settle back down, settle back into things. I will assume you meet up at some point all together, kind of talk about all the shit that's going on, what your next move is. How much of the video have you released? I know you were releasing kind of that first, at least some of the encounter where you kind of see the initial attack that you guys, like the GoPro stuff.
I think we should back that up, though, right? So I think the initial video, now that I think about it, should be like, you know, us in the truck, you know, like I'm in the back, so like, you know, left to right, Jack is driving and like out the window and then over to Randy, and then sort of like, I don't want to, not that I would have cut out, had Randy cut out the building so it wouldn't be identifiable, but okay. Like, you know, it may be like fade to black and you hear the crunch of the truck tires and stuff, and then, you know, maybe Randy flashing the lights or Jack flashing the lights and honking the horn, and then, you know, and then maybe the thing bursting out the back, and that would be the first one. So you kind of get like that herky-jerky sort of like Blair Witch sort of thing going on.
Yep.
And then that would have been like the day after. So if it's okay. Been like a full week, so we were going to do one a week, that's what we okay. Talked about doing. So okay. Then the second one would be released, and then like that would be the shriek, and then it running, slashing Randy, biting me, you know, maybe like a shorter clip. Because I don't know that we want to show us shooting it. But maybe, like, the club to the head.
Yeah, probably not a great idea to show you, like, literally shooting something.
Oh, so yeah. Maybe not even the shotgun butt then
yeah,
either.
Yeah, but, you know. Maybe, like, have a cut where, like, it's running away and then we're chasing after it. Do something more like that, maybe.
Randy squealing as he runs away.
hey, shut up, now. Aaron.
Now... How much we must be getting, like 16 billion views on this shit? Because, I mean, who's putting that kind of stuff up? I mean, this is real. This, you know, people aren't looking at this and thinking it's CGI. I mean, it's clearly not. You know, I mean, this is we must be at this point getting some real attention. I mean, getting calls from like Germany and China and shit. You know, for like
yeah, the first video definitely peaked. An interest. Like, the first video, you know, you, like, it made kind of the paranormal kind of scene rounds. Not necessarily, like, pop culture, you know, Today Show, look at this crazy thing that got posted on the internet, or even, like, you know, trending on anything, I would say on the first one, like, but the paranormal folks that kind of follow the stuff, you know, there was some buzz. There's a Reddit sub-thread that kind of gets created. And people are like, oh, fuck this. These guys are just like, what a bunch of fuck. This is a hoax. What a bunch of bullshit. I've seen this before. Blah, blah, blah. Who cares? You know, and then other people are like, oh, my God. This is like that, you know, what was that? Like, and they're speculating about, you know, was it some variant of whatever? Paranormal creature, you know, was it a chupacabra, was it, you know, someone says, oh, that's just a fucking lady on crocodile who fucking, like, her fucking skin's rotting away, this is like a junkie on bath salts going psychotic, you know, other people are like, you know, there's an invasion of alien, whatever, so it gets, like, a good set of hits for the underground. The second one of the attack, like, blows up. Let's say it's maybe a day or two later, like, it's definitely, like, significantly more,
like, coast-to-coast AM type of shit.
Yeah, like, it was, like, well, like, it was, like, making more than, like, it made, like, meme status of, like, people, like, holy shit, did you see this video? Like, it, like, trended on Twitter for, you know, 3 hours or whatever of, like, you know, I don't know what you got. What do you guys want to call it? What are you calling the video or the creature or whatever you want to, like, tag it?
I don't know. Creature feature? No, because that makes it sound like a movie.
Yeah, plus it sounds really cheesy. It's got to be something else. There's got to be, like...
We should call it just something that's really... what makes people know it's real. Like, this is, you know, real life Walking Dead. This is not a joke or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's got to be, like, a name that we could search out that just sounds cool that we can put, even if it's something in another language that people just don't quite understand, you know, that would be like, okay, it's this, you know, like Chupacabra, you know, you wouldn't name it as that, but every time somebody says that, you're like, oh, that's exotic, you know, so it's like, you know, it could be something like that.
Shit, I don't know.
It's better than Bird Lady.
Yeah. Be like everyday. No, that's not like that either.
Well, what's Bird Lady in Spanish? Maybe we can look that up real quick. And we can call it that. I'll look that up right now.
Okay, yeah. You're good
then. Well, I was even thinking something, you know, Native American, since Aaron has kind of a background in that somehow.
I don't have a background.
Lady Bird is a term, and it's La Mariquita.
That doesn't sound threatening enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. It sounds like Limerita.
Yeah.
how about I'm going to type in, how about in Romanian? That would be cool.
Oh, there you go.
I'm using my search powers here. Well, oh man, it doesn't say. It sucks. All right.
Is it imperative to the story, or should we?
I mean,
you gotta have a name. I mean, come on, this is gonna be the thing we use for the rest of the time. I mean,
I mean, it's important
until we find something else that's fucked up.
Like, it's realistic. What do you guys want to call this thing, all right? I mean, yeah, like, I could just say it's something, but...
Well, what's a good language? I'm serious. I'm going to do, because Romanian is scary, right? You know?
Kind of, I guess.
It's because it's like Vlad the Impaler, and, you know, I think it's pretty scary, so...
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, you can basically check a bunch of. I mean, you could name it something after, like, it could be like a siren, right? Because, like, sirens would, like, lure you in and kill you, basically, right? So. Like,
oh my God, Sacagawea translates into Bird Woman. That's interesting.
How about the Savage Siren?
Okay, hold on. How about Dawamna Monster? Because Bird Monster Lady in Romanian is Monstru Pasare Dawamna. So we call it the Dawamna Monster.
Or we could just call her the Dawamna. That sounds awesome.
That's cool.
You can do that. Hashtag Dawamna.
Okay. Yeah, it starts blowing up. And people are like, because it's, you know, the subreddit you guys tag. So it's like, oh, the Dawamna... blah, 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 you know, we found this monster, and people are like, oh, shit, that's like a new cryptozoology folks are like, oh, no, like, it's a new creature, you know, that we haven't seen before. This is, like, totally awesome. You know, these guys are legit. So then once it goes, like, viral with the attack video, there's, like, a debate of, like, is this a real thing? Like, is it... people are like, oh, that's fake, that's not fake, is this like a movie, is it like Blair Witch, where like this is going to be like a movie, and they're just doing this kind of like found footage bullshit, but then people are like, no way, like there's no IMDb page for this, and so you definitely start getting some attention.
I wonder if we... before we get healed up, I wonder if Aaron and I take pictures of our wounds to be like, you know, and then put it in the background, like, she, you know, have a voiceover be like, she did this to me, you know, look at the claw marks, she bit me, you know. just kind of add that to it, just to add more drama to it.
Sure, if you want to do that, you can definitely like have some extra little videos of, yeah, like the aftermath and like undressing the wounds from that, you know, slash mark.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing. Yeah, you can definitely do that.
Cool.
Everyone can give me a sense trouble check.
Three.
I got a three.
Okay.
Three, really. It's all on you, Kurt.
Four.
Oh, thank God. I've been really this. All right, you don't. You, nobody knows anything.
Hey, guess what? That doesn't. That kind of sounds like us. So.
Aaron and Jack, they are kind of doing their thing during the week. They haven't heard much. You released the other video. But Randy is kind of keeping up, you know, he's keeping up on local news because you seem concerned about, you know, God, I don't even remember his character's name at this point. Jason.
Yep.
In jail. So you were like, you're trying to keep tabs on it as much as you can. And in kind of you're just perusing local newspapers, you notice a complete absence of, like, there's no mention of, like, a body or anything found in the woods where you were. Like, there's no, like, no one found, like, the police didn't find, like, a body or, like, no one reported anything. And then you do see an article about, you know, this old abandoned kind of, like, roadhouse bar burned down, and the story is that, you know, vandals, you know, kids were probably there drinking, vandalized it, and then, you know, started a fire and burned the place down. And then, you know, obviously, precariously, there's no mention of anything. There's no, not like, oh, bones were found, you know, they checked the wreckage. It just said, you know, it was an abandoned building, it got burned down. And that's what you see from an article. Definitely nothing quoted as, like, weird or out of place mentioned, even though you guys are in the area. They know where ghost facers are, so, like, no one's really connected your video to that area, per se. But, yeah, nothing like, oh, the remains of a female were found, or, like, human remains were found in this building that burned. It's just, oh, building burned down.
Nice. Interesting.
Yeah, so I show it to everybody, and I'm like, hey, guys, did you see that? You know, I pull it up on my computer. I'm like, look, take a look at this. I mean, the place got burned down. They didn't mention anything about the body. They didn't say anything about you know, who started it. I mean, it's like it's almost like a cover-up. It's like X-Files. It's like we gotta be careful, man. They might have seen the videos and stuff like that, but we're just gonna have to be careful because if this is some kind of cover-up, we're gonna have to make sure that they're not onto us.
Well, when you cut that video, you didn't show the building, right? Like, I mean, that's what we talked about. You're gonna cut all that stuff out.
Yeah, but if they found the body of the lady, I mean, granted she didn't have a fucking head or anything like that, but we did post the videos of her. So if her body's still there, she doesn't have a head, they could still put it to us. So we have to be careful there. And guess what? You've got the head, Aaron.
This is totally, you know, I get really suspicious right away because this means it wasn't alone. This means, you know, there may not have been another quote unquote, you know, Nwamda. But it's working with something, because something obviously knew it was going to be there, showed up, saw it was completely fucking dead, and then, you know, burned it, either out of panic or just to erase the evidence. You know, this wasn't somebody stumbling on it. Something went looking for it, probably hoping it was going to have some more victims. Didn't have them.
But I mean, I'm with you, right? I mean, like, we killed that thing, right? So, like, we know that it's real. Like, there's crazy shit. But, I mean, there were, like, beer cans and all that kind of stuff. So what if a bunch of kids just went up and they had, like, you know, candles or they were smoking weed or whatever and, like, you know, they went in and they started dicking around and then oh my God, there's a body, and they knocked over a candle or dropped a cigarette, and they just set the place on fire.
Where are they dropping a candle? This isn't the 1950s.
Maybe they're smoking crack. I don't know.
Crack vial exploding.
How old are you? 82? You don't know what kids are doing? I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, I don't smoke crack. I don't know. I mean, who knows what they're doing out there? I mean, it's in the middle of the friggin' woods. It can't be anything good.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about burning down an abandoned building. I still think it's a secret government agency that's out to cover up this shit and not get it out there. And that's why we're out there putting this stuff out to get the word out so people know.
Wait. You remember you got that creepy-ass postcard, right?
What the fuck is that?
That guy, right? So maybe he knew because he sent you the postcard.
Yeah, but then how do I get back to this guy? I don't have any return email address. I mean, I'm not a medium. I can't make things just happen.
Are you sure?
That's right? I don't know.
Did you get a physical postcard or was this an email?
It was a physical postcard. Who does that anymore? I mean, really? Probably the same person that carries candles in places and burn it down.
There was an address listed.
It said, originally, and then
there was an address. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There was no return address. I wrote it down.
No, there was no return address. The note said the quote, and then a written address was written. There's not a return address that was sent.
Okay.
So then I pull it out of my wallet, and I'm like, oh, look, there is an address.
This is all uncharted territory, guys, right? Like, I mean, we killed some crazy thing, but, like, if there's a larger government conspiracy or some, like, other fucking whatever, like, I mean, what do we do, right? Like, I mean...
Can we start by Googling the address, at least?
And just that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. So, you Google the address, you put it into the search bar, and it returns no results.
Well, wait, that doesn't make any sense. It's got to be somewhere.
Like Google Maps, too, doesn't do anything?
When you go to Google Maps, it does give you a route... And it says, 43 minutes drive. But there's no Google Street View. When you try to go to Street View, it just error.
Okay, so this is good. So I look up from my search and stuff like that, and I'm just like, okay. So here's what I'm seeing, guys. I'm sensing what's called a pattern. So we have this weird bird lady that gets a hold of Steve. We figure it out. We go to this abandoned place where we don't know what the hell's going on. And guess what? We almost get dead by this thing that's trying to scratch and bite our eyes out and stuff like that. And now we get this other car that says it's looking back at us. I'm pretty sure it's the same kind of situation where we're going to go in. We're not going to have any clue what the fuck we're going to do. I'm going to cry my eyes out and then hopefully we'll be able to kill another thing. Hopefully it's not bigger and badder than the last.
Guys, luckily, what seemed like a bad thing now could be a good thing. Because remember, now we still have the truck cam.
That's true.
So we could conceivably, because I'm starting to get fed up with this shit. I'm getting to the point where I'm kind of saying, fuck it, let's just drive to this goddamn fucking place in the middle of the fucking night with the cannon.
All right, whoa, hold on in the middle of the night. Like, I'm all for going and checking it out, but I think we got to go, like, in the middle of the daytime.
All right.
I mean, it doesn't even show up on the Google.
Well, okay, I calm down a little bit, and I say, I guess you're right about the middle of the night thing, but I'm still saying we go with a cannon ready to go.
I don't disagree with you on that.
I think we should grab a candle and we should go over there and check it out and see what happens.
Okay, so what, you're making fun of me now?
Nope, I would never do that.
Fucking guy. I didn't run away. I shot it.
That is true. You're a bigger badass than I am.
I pull like my shirt down. I'm like, see, it bit me.
Then I pull up my big old gut and I go, look at this.
All right, well, shit. We got to, so, man. Did you ever did we get an email back from that guy in Washington? Did anything ever come through? I mean, it's been like a whole week.
Yeah, you got something back. So you were looking for information on the Huron stuff. The guy says, you know, you're going to have to remind me, what exactly did you ask him for information on?
I have no friggin' idea.
That's what I wondered. I think you're asking about, like, the legends.
Legends or something.
And sort of that.
I think so.
Yeah, he says, you know, yeah, I run the archives. You know, I'm more than happy to share whatever information I have. Most of the documentation is, you know, hand transcribed, so you can't really scan it, even because the light is too sensitive to that sort of thing, so it could break down. It's pretty old documentation, so you'd have to come there. But he'd be more than happy to, you know, show you around the archives or provide any information or help you kind of look into the data if you're interested. Just email him a time that you're interested, and he'll try to, you know, make sure he has some things prepared.
All right. I know, Randy, you just took some time off. I mean, I don't know that we want to go on a road trip. Do we want to let that hang? I mean, it.
I think at this point there's more pressing things, possibly.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it seems like, right? I mean, if I could tap into my spooky spirit, you know, guide, like, maybe that would be helpful, but, you know, it's not like it's an hour drive.
I just had an idea, and you guys tell me whether you think it's good or not. This could be a game changer. What if we get a drone and we park, like, a mile away from where this thing says, and we just start flying the drone? I don't know, you know, but, you know, we're all into the GoPros and stuff. I mean, this might even, just for a little bit, give us even cooler, you know, optics or something, just even for the podcast.
Look, you motherfuckers owe me money already. I'm not going out and buying. I like your idea. I fully support this, but you motherfuckers owe me a lot of money.
I'll buy it. I don't care. I got money. I just did overtime on my road trip, man.
Yeah, all the way to freaking Alaska. That's crazy.
Yep, I got extra this month. Let me put it that way.
I bet. Well, then you can pay me back.
Well, I'll pay you the interest on that first one, you know. But I'll buy the drone. You know.
All right, figure out what my portion is, and then just you don't owe me that back then.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, I'm all for not going in there by myself. So yeah, a drone sounds awesome.
And that would be so cool for the fucking video feed, right? So you edit the music in, and it's like, boom, flying and everything. That's awesome.
Let's do it.
All right, so we're gonna put the Washington guy on hold, and then what? You want to go scope this place out then?
Yeah, I'm gonna. I mean, should I just order on Amazon and get like the one day shipping or something, or what? We get the thing tomorrow.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I can do that. I'll get the extra one day shipping, an extra $25, whatever the hell it is. I don't care.
So I
go on Amazon and I just buy the shit right then, and it's gonna come like next day afternoon. It'll be there.
Can you get like extended battery or like an extra battery or some shit? Get all that stuff too.
Okay. So yeah. I just buy like not the best one because that's probably like $1,000 or something. But you know, I drop a good like $500 or whatever on the thing. And just because I'm pissed and I don't care, and I just get the extra batteries or whatever we need for the thing, you know. So it's pretty decent. It's pretty decent.
Okay. Yeah, you can definitely get a decent one for, like, at least, you know, it's still, like, $400. But, yeah, you can get a fairly reasonable drone for that. Yeah, definitely.
Nice. So I guess in between, maybe like we'll Randy and I'll send an email back to that guy and be like, hey, you know, we appreciate you taking the time to like, you know, talk to us and all. Unfortunately, you know, schedules, we can't, you know, make it out to Washington, you know, anytime soon. I give him the family name and for Adouette Connor to see if maybe there's anything significant in, you know, that turns up. stranger things have happened, like, you know, killing monsters in the woods. So he'll throw that out, and then just, you know, any information that he could potentially provide on, you know, the spirit guide sort of thing, and then the stuff with the crows, which might have been what we were asking about in the first place.
Okay, yeah, so he can definitely, he kind of gets back relatively quickly, and says, you know, he'll look into the name you gave, and he'll look into some of the kind of the crow mythology, and he'll get back to you with whatever he can, just to, you know, it might take him a day or two to kind of, like, you know, get through everything, but he'll get back to you with something as soon as he can.
Cool. That sounds good. So, yeah, we'll just kind of leave that on the back burner, like, I, you know, just keep up with the emails, check to see what comes in, if anything, and I think we exhausted our internet searches earlier, you know, trying to find. I mean, we got all the general information, so I think we're probably good as far as all that stuff goes.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll wait for the drone to come in, and then, you know, practice, you know, flying it, and make sure we get all the controls down and everything before we head out, and then you know, in the middle of an afternoon. If we have off from work, we'll all go down and, you know, park. I guess it depends on what flight time is and all that stuff. I don't think it's tremendous for, like drones that you could buy off Amazon. Like, I don't think they'll fly for an hour. Like, I think you get, like, 10 minutes.
That's a great question. I don't actually know how many, like, I don't know how long their flight time is.
I don't think it's tremendous, but we could, you know, we could search that real quick.
Search it up with my internet skills.
That's Randy's job.
Yeah, what are you doing, Randy? Get on it.
4 to 6 hours. I'm just guessing.
Consumer-grade drones are often limited to how fast and far they can fly. Typically, high-end quadcopters like the DJI Phantom 3 Pro Professional, sponsor of the podcast, please, can only fly for about 25 minutes and no more than that.
Okay.
Or no more than 50 miles an hour. So, yeah, I'm...
Well, how long does that go? I mean, that's 10 miles per... I mean, no.
Well, 50 miles an hour, so if we're parked a mile away, it'll get there in no time at all.
Maximum.
It depends on how close you are, yeah.
I mean, I guess we'll determine as we're driving, like, if it is, like, way out in the middle of nowhere, like... You know, as the GPS is like, you're, you know, 5 miles, you're 3 miles, you're 2 miles, like, we'll kind of just judge it, I guess, as we're going.
Okay. Sure.
And when we go, I know I grab my gun and stick it back in the cab. I know Jack has his already. I guess that'll probably be about it. Extra shells. I mean, it's middle of day, so we don't need flashlights, lighters, you know, nothing too crazy.
Okay.
Cool.
So, yeah, you guys start driving if you're all together. Yes, it's like, 43 minutes from where you are. You start driving. It's taking you kind of through, you know, it's just your normal kind of, you know, state and county highways, not like interstate. As you're driving, at some point you notice... let's say, you know, 10 miles out, you no longer, you're clearly on a road, and you're driving, and, you know, Midwest probably wouldn't be wooded, so let's say, you know, it's kind of like rolling hills, kind of fields, with some trees and things, so you're driving, and it's kind of through, it's rural-ish, so about 10 miles out, you notice it's directing you on these roads, but the roads are not on the map.
So you look down at the GPS and it's got the road and it's just all gray?
It shows you a line and it says turn left and right as you're going, it's like, you know, veer right onto, and it says names. So, like, veer right on you know, Alexander Highway or Highway 58. And as you're going, there is a sign that says, you know, turn right for Highway 58 and left is Highway 58, you know, like business or, you know, alternate route. So the roads are marked, but there's nothing on the map. So that happens, you know, probably, you know, 10 miles out. You start getting closer, and again, like, your GPS is telling you directions and kind of shows a line, but there's nothing on the actual map. And you're going, and you start kind of coming up on, say, you know, five miles out. There starts to be some houses. You know, it looks like maybe like a small rural town is kind of like starting to kind of crop up, but nothing's listed on the map as far as, again, it's just like blank, basically, terrain. And so you're kind of going through there about 5 miles out. When would you like to not be driving closer? You want to stop now, or are you going to keep going?
I'd say to them, like, you know, when we're, like, off in the middle of nowhere, I'm like, so are they building a new development? Like, that place down there doesn't look like, you know, like a new place. Like, is, you know, are they expanding the township? Like, well, we probably shouldn't fly the drone, like, into town. Like, that's probably, you know, people friggin' shoot them things out of the sky, but...
Yeah, well, plus if they're not, if this town isn't on the map anywhere, maybe we should check out what's going on around it to make sure that these are people we want to know about, you know, and not some weird shit that we're walking in, or driving into.
Hey, you know, I listen to podcasts and stuff, and there was this one game that I listened to where they drove into this town, and then they couldn't leave the town. Like, they went in, and then every time they left, they came back again. It was fucked up. Monsters and shit, right? So should we, like, not go into town? Like, I know it's a podcast and all, but monsters.
Perhaps. Well, no, I was going to suggest one of us goes in, but then the other guys would be standing out here, like, outside in the middle of nowhere. That's no good.
Does anyone have architecture or history?
Have what?
No.
Architecture or history?
I have history.
Okay. History would let you know that you're driving through the town, the homes are clearly not modern. They look roughly 1950s in architecture style, so that's sort of the style they're all in, sort of 40s, 50s, kind of classic. I don't know what architecture is in the 1940s and 50s. I don't think that's Art Deco. I think that's more, you know,
more of a style than anything.
Craftsman style either, but anyway, you would peg it as 1940s.
Okay. So then I look at the guys and I go, you know what, just judging by the look of this town, it looks like it's from back in the 40s and 50s, and Aaron, I'm starting to...
Mid-century is the term, I guess.
Yeah. I'm starting to like your theory of if we come in here, maybe this is not so good.
And I pick up on that, and I start saying, hey, I remember this one X-Files episode where Mulder goes into this town, and it's just like, it just looks like the 50s, and like everybody's acting all like weird, and it turns out he's having this hallucination, and he's really on this alien table. And, like, he's being... So, like, I'm getting kind of freaked out, too.
Yeah. It's going to be like the Star Trek The Next Generation, too. I mean, come on.
All right. Well, the drone is charged. So, like, fuck. Let's just send it down.
I agree.
And then see. Like, if there's, like, a fucking gazebo in the middle of town and, like, a big band playing and shit, like, we're leaving. Like, we're done. Like,
hey, you never know, because if it flies in and it turns into a horse and buggy, then we know something's up. So
yeah.
And listen, we bought the drone, we came all the way out here, so let's just do it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's do that.
Let's do it.
Okay. So you guys like pull off, get the drone ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, you get the drone ready. You start it up, get the controller ready, get the camera feed ready. Like, there's a little, all right, like, I think, as far as I know, maybe I'm an idiot. If someone wants to correct me, you can go ahead and correct me on the interwebs. As far as I know, it's like, right, the controller has, like, a camera on it.
I think so, yeah.
And so you try to get everything started up, and the screen basically glitches. Like, it's, like, constantly just kind of, like, flickering in and out. And you try to, like, get a signal, and it's, like, basically telling you, like, hey, I cannot connect with a strong enough signal. You know, it's like bad Wi-Fi where it's like constantly dropping. So it'll kind of start and then kind of stutters and stops. And then kind of start and then stutter and stop.
Randy, or Jack, didn't you check it? Like, I mean, I'm assuming you charged and were like flying it around your house because, like, why wouldn't you, right?
Yeah, we did all the tests and shit and it worked.
Yeah.
So I reach and I pull out my phone and I look to see whether or not I have any bars on my phone.
No.
Oh, fuck this, guys. I show him my phone. I'm like, no signal.
Hmm.
It's like, yeah, a this portal is into, the, like, into the waybacks.
I don't know. This almost seems to me more like some kind of government thing. Like they've got some kind of like net, you know, electronic... You know how you on Google Earth and stuff, you can't see Area 51. It's just like blanked out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what this kind of reminds me of right now.
Well, I mean, we're not that far from. I mean, it's only 43 minutes. Like, there's got to be a tower somewhere. Like, how could there not be any signal? I mean, you're holding the remote. The friggin' drone is right here. I can't not connect. Like, you could fucking put the controller on top of the drone.
That's what I mean. It's like interference or something intentional.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Are we getting enough of a feed, even though it's breaking up and being unclear? I mean, is it worth a go?
It basically stops responding every, you know, 15 to 25 seconds. It'll kind of like go for, you know, 15 seconds, and it just kind of goes, and then, you know, kind of peters out and lands again.
Oh, so the whole drone itself isn't working. It's not just the feed.
The controller is not able to consistently tell it to do things, basically. Like, it kind of like the connection fades in and out.
So what do you guys think about going back downtown and maybe going down to like City Hall or whatever and like seeing if we can find out whether or not there's anything on the master plan for out here? Right? So like if they were building something, like it would have to be on the master plan, or if there was something there, it should still be there, right?
Yeah, what county are we in? We can go to the county seat, whatever county we're in here.
Yeah, I could go to county seat too. I mean whatever.
It was in the, are we in the same county?
Sure.
Okay. But yeah, then.
Why not? I guess,
well, yeah, then let's go downtown, like you suggest, and I think you're right, because there's no way in hell we're going in there with all the shady shit going on.
Yeah, I mean, God knows the cannon won't even work. All that shit's fucking electronic. I mean, who knows if your truck would even work? Like, it might just die.
Yep.
Well, to be fair, so far the truck does work. Your phone isn't shorting out, but yeah, the wireless connection doesn't seem to be great. But a wired connection, you don't know, maybe it would be fine.
Well, we don't know. That's the problem.
You don't know. It could not. Yes.
Well, what do you? All right. I mean, we're here, right? So, all right. So, what do you want to do? I mean, do we want to go back and then come back on another day, or do you want to? You want to just go ahead and you know, go down.
Well, look, we're here based off a weird postcard. We have no cell phone reception to call for help. Like, it just and it's the 50s, so it seems like some kind of weird X-Files government bullshit. So I think we better get some more information.
Yeah. If Jack, Mr. Guns Blazing, Go Into Everything wants to back off, I agree. Let's do that.
All right, let's do that.
Okay. So what do you guys do? Are you going to drive, like, home, or are you going to go to, like, wherever the county, whatever, courthouse, house of clerk?
Well, have that. So we'll turn around, we'll start going back, and I'll keep my phone out. So when we get a signal, I'll see if I can find that information online. I don't know if that's something that they would post online, the master plan for a county.
Unlikely, especially if it was in the 50s. So you, as you're driving back out, you know, about, I don't know, 25 miles away from the destination, so kind of from where you were, you're getting closer to back, you know, you're 20 minutes from home. The roads kind of fade back into the map. You get a signal on the cell phone, and everything looks normal. You start trying to look it up. That kind of information isn't, like, available, you know.
On a website,
you're not going to be able to find, at least from old records. You might be able to find new plans if you have an address. But again, when you search on the county's, the tax record office, the property appraiser's office, the address does not exist.
Okay. So, I'm like, hey, pull over for a minute. You know, like, as the signal starts to come back in and the GPS starts to come back, and if he pulls over, I'll get out of the truck, and I'm just going to have my phone in my hand, and I'm going to start walking back the way we came to see, like, if there's, like, a specific line. Like, if I take one step over invisible line, the cell phone drops, and then I take one step back, it pops back in again.
No. As you're walking, how long are you going to walk?
I'm assuming, like, when it pops in, I'm like, oh, shit, I got a signal. Hold on.
So you get, like, a single bar, maybe. Let's say, okay, I'll say probably, you know, halfway back. You get a single bar. Now, are you stopping at single bar or waiting till it gets stronger?
I'm excited that there's a signal at all.
Okay, so, single bar, you get a single bar. You stop. As you're walking back on the road, it kind of like flickers off, flickers on, flickers off, flickers on, then flickers off more, then flickers on more, and then off.
And then it's just off.
But you walk maybe, you're going to have to walk like a mile for it to totally flicker off.
Okay, I'm not going to do that.
But it's slowly flickering less and less signal.
I'll just, like, cast on the ground, see if I can find, like, a couple of big rocks, like, not, like, big rocks, but, like, you know, maybe fist size or whatever, and kind of, like, stack them in the area where the flickering is, so if we wind up coming back this way, we can kind of note that location.
Okay, yeah, you don't need, like, a planet. You can find something to mark, whether it be, like, a set of sticks or... Yeah, rocks. A
couple of tin cans or something, yeah.
Yeah, you can find something to mark it if you want, yeah.
Okay. And I'll jump back in. I'll be like, hey, it's just one bar, you know, it's flickering, you know, it's not really stable or whatever. So, like, you know, if there's some weird, like, dome of, you know, blocking energy or something, like, I think we're kind of like, this would be the edge here. So I put some stones and stuff over there. So, like, if we come back, like, we kind of know. Like, this is where we're at.
Okay.
Yeah. So, are we headed towards the physical records keeping place?
Yeah, so, like, the, you know, county seat or the city hall.
Yeah. Okay. So that's not directly on the way home, I guess. I'll say it's, you know, neighboring town, but it's that direction, and you cut off. You can make the records office plenty of time. I mean, it probably closes at like 5. I assume you went regular, like mid-ish day at worst. So you've got some time. Do you want, like, there's the hall, there's like the, what's it called? Like the land lease records, right? There's like the, or the deed, right? Yeah, the clerk with land deeds, there's tax office, there's...
I guess just go, like, right up to the clerk. Yeah. So be like, hey, you know, it's weird. I got a letter from a guy. Like, I was supposed to meet him about, like, you know, buying a thing on Craigslist or whatever, but it doesn't show up, like, in the Google Maps and all. So we went out. Like, it's a really weird story. I'm sorry. Like, I know it's, like, probably the end of the day for you, but we went out, and there was, like, there were roads, but they weren't roads, and, like, there was this little town and stuff. Like, can we take a look at the master plan? Like, I'm wondering if, like, you guys are, like, building roads? Like, it's just not on the map yet? Like, you know, when they put in a new development, like, you know, maybe it's in there, but, like, there's no houses and stuff yet.
I mean, I can't say whether we're building roads or not. I mean, that's the Department of Transportation, so I can give you their address and phone number if you'd like. But, I mean, and Google, I mean, I don't know, I guess Google at gmail.com, I don't know, support at gmail.com, I don't know. I don't really have anything to do with that. I mean, we just have records, like, we have property records, we have, you know, tax records, we have, you know, deeds, but, you know, as far as Google goes, you know, I have nothing to do with Google, you know. Hell, I don't even know if my house is on Google, I don't know. But
well, sir, we're not really asking about Google. We have an address here, and I'm wondering if you can look up the address, because it clearly was mailed from somewhere, but there's just no record of it. Could you tell us if you have any information at all about this address?
He takes a postcard, kind of glares at it, slowly starts typing something into a computer. Well, I don't know where this is, but it's not in this county.
Well, but I mean, there's like a town down there.
We just saw it. It looked like it was built in the 50s.
I don't know. Like it, yeah. This address. I mean, this address does not exist. This is not an address. So, I mean, you might want to call the post office. I don't know, but as far as our records go, there is no record in here. I mean, I can check a couple other databases. He starts clicking away. I mean, nothing. There's nothing. There's no look, if you ain't paying taxes and there ain't a tax bill, it don't exist.
Well, but, I mean, there was a whole town down there. I mean,
what's the name of the town?
We didn't actually go into town.
Now you're telling me there's a town that you didn't go into that exists down the road that's just some magic leprechaun town? I mean, what is this? Like, is this a joke? Is this something for your internet or something? This is like look at me. You got the dumb county clerk. Oh, look at this guy. Look at this dumb joker.
I have my Ghostfacer shirt on, so I kind of like zip my coat up a little bit so it's not so obvious. And I'm like, no, I mean, we don't want to get murdered. Like, it's the internet, right? So, like, you buy stuff and then you go and then, like, people get murdered. So, like, you know, we went and then we were like, well, it's not on the road. And then it was, you know, it was marked, but there wasn't. And then
look, if I were you and you want to buy something for some creepo on Craigslist, the police station right down the road, right down there, a piece, two blocks down on your left, they have what's called a Craigslist safe zone. You can schedule your transaction there. It's got cameras 24 hours. It's right by the police. I mean, the police would literally come out and shoot somebody if they tried to shoot you or something. But, like, I mean, they might get you, but, like, at least they'll get that. So, you know. But, like, if you ask, they'd probably come out. But, like, there's a safe zone. Just set up the safe zone. Like, don't go to some creepo's house on Craigslist. I mean, God, do you read the newspaper?
I know, but that's why we didn't go. I mean, you know, shit. So you're saying
that... wait a minute. I've lived here, I don't even know. How old am I? I'm 46 years old, and so I've lived in this town for 46 years, and describe to me down the road. Where did you go? Where is this supposed mystery town that I can't find?
So you don't know
the name of because you didn't go to. Sounds like maybe someone is smoking a little bit of the doobie.
No, absolutely not. Look, we went down Route you know, County Route 58 and, you know, took it down, but then, you know, the GPS... Yeah, yeah, but then the GPS, it was telling us to turn left, turn right, but, like, there wasn't... The map was all gray. Like, we were on, I guess, like, was it a dirt road, Neil, or was it, like, a road?
Paved.
So, you know, we're on these paved roads and everything, and there were signs and stuff, but the GPS didn't show... Like, they didn't exist on the GPS. So if you go out, you know, County Road, whatever, and it's, like, 45 minutes, you know, off to the northwest...
Yeah, I'm just going to tell you right now. There ain't no County Road 58.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.